I had like an alarm sound effect, I'd be playing it right now. But I don't. I probably should have planned better. It's all good though.
Not really.
Sixth annual March Mayhem of Music right here on Sterling High School Radio. And we are live. And we have an upset alert. And much to the dismay of pretty much 93% of the brackets. Breaking news. Ariana Grande, the number one overall seed, which I think was the number one overall seed. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Like, I don't know what happened.
She's out.
I don't understand.
Dethroned. Lady Gaga takes her out.
Obviously, y'all didn't vote.
Vote for anything, really.
Like, it's saying poll ending.
No. I just didn't refresh.
Oh, man.
It is 55% of the vote went to Lady Gaga, the number seven seed. That might be the biggest upset in tournament history. That's big.
I'm actually really, really upset about it.
And that screws up a lot of people's brackets. So right now, we actually have a four-way tie for first place. And here's how this is going to work. And I'm not going to say anything to any students or anything. If Queen beats Destiny's Child today and goes on to defeat Eminem and goes on to defeat the winner of Shawn Mendes and Lady Gaga, then Frank Viscani wins.
Wow.
If not, we have a three-way tie for the number one spot, and we got to figure out a way to, crown a champion, because we just can't not have a champion.
Trivia. March Mayhem trivia.
Oh, we should. We should.
Live on air.
We should. March Mayhem, history of March Mayhem music.
Live on
history.
Air.
History. Yeah, we should. That's actually a really good idea.
Thank you.
It's good
for
radio.
I actually just came up with it.
That's genius, and I really, really like it. Rob Strauss, Aaron Kelly, joining you for today's show, featuring the top seed, the only top seed left in the tournament, by the way, the number one seed, Queen, taking on the number six seed, Destiny's Child, which is a kind of a strange matchup. So to all you Ariana Grande fans out there, sorry, you lose. Thanks for coming. Drive home safely. But for all of you Lady Gaga fans, you're still in it. I told you that was going to be close, and nobody listened to me. No one listens to me.
I thought it was going to be close, but I genuinely...
Genuinely.
Yeah, I can't say
that. Do that word. Yep.
Genuinely. I don't know. I totally thought...
There you go.
Ariana Grande was going to win.
Well, she didn't. And so now we have a great matchup in the Final Four. Shawn Mendes, your boy, taking on Lady Gaga. Are you nervous?
I don't know. I don't know if I should be, because it is Shawn, but at the same time, like, I didn't think Lady Gaga could be Ariana Grande, so she'll probably end up beating Shawn, too, but who knows? I'm still voting for Shawn. He deserves to win, in my opinion, but that's just me.
That's because he's an underwear model.
He's not just an underwear model. He does a lot.
I'm sure he does.
He does a lot, and he makes me very, very happy.
And you know what? You stick with what makes you happy, Aaron.
Exactly.
You just keep doing your thing, girl.
And that's Shawn Mendes. And that's why I'm seeing him in August, and I'm very excited.
Did you get your tickets yet?
Oh, yeah.
But speaking of which, welcome to Philly, Ariana Grande.
I know.
Have been kicked out of the tournament.
Yeah.
That's savage right there.
That's so messed up.
It is messed up.
So,
Her concert's tonight, and I don't know who's going, but it is what it is.
Y'all are like...
I'm sure it's going to ruin her show.
Yeah.
But...
She's probably crying right now.
Yeah, I'm sure she's really upset about it.
Yeah.
She's probably really hurt.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we're going to do some Queen. We'll start off with Under Pressure, because they are under some pressure right now with Destiny's Child. Might try and find some rare cuts of Destiny's Child and see what we can find. And we'll go from there. In the meantime, enjoy this matchup, Queen and Destiny's Child, right here on the 6th annual March Mayhem Music, right here on Sterling High School Radio.
Pressure, turned away from it all like a blind man. Sat on the fence, but I don't want. Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
Why?
Feeling the sounds quaking and vibrating your thighs, riding harder than guys with the chrome wheels at the bottom, white leather inside. When them lanes be spitting at you, tell them don't even try to shoot at Michelle and kick it with Kelly or holler at B. You gotta be G's, you way out of your league.
We like them boys that be in them lacks leaning,
leaning.
Open them out, they grill gleaming,
gleaming.
Candy paint, keep that whip cleaning,
cleaning.
We always be talking that country slang. We like
that beat. Back
beating,
I see so low from that chiefin.
Chiefin.
I love how he came about it screaming.
Screaming.
A rude boy that's good to me with street credibility.
If his status ain't hood, I ain't checking for him. Better be straight if you're looking at me. I need a soldier that ain't scared to stand up for me. Known to carry big things if you know what I mean. If his status ain't hood, I ain't checking for him. Better be straight if you're looking at me. I need a soldier that ain't scared to stand up for me. Gotta know to get dough and he better be street.
We like them boys up top from the BK. Know how to flip that money three ways. Always riding big on the freeway.
With that East Coast slang that us country girls we like.
Low cut Caesars with the deep waves. So quick to snatch up your Beyonce. Always coming down, popping our way.
Telling us that country girls the kind of girls they like.
Hey, hood.
I ain't checking for them. Better be straight if you're looking at me. I need a soldier that ain't scared to stand up for me. Known to carry big things if you know what I mean. If his status ain't hood, I ain't checking for them. Better be straight if you're looking at me. I need a soldier that ain't scared to stand up for me. Gotta know he get dough and he better be street.
I know some soldiers in here.
Where they at? Where they at?
They wanna take care of me.
Where they at?
I know some soldiers in here.
Where they at? Where they at?
Don't mind taking one for me.
Where they at?
I know some soldiers in here.
Where they at? Where they at?
They wanna spend that on me.
Where they at?
I know some soldiers in here.
Where they at? Where they at?
Don't mind putting that on me.
Where they at?
Hey. See, cash money is an army. I'm walking with purple hearts on me. You're talking to the sergeant. Body marked up like the subway in Harlem. Call him Weezy F baby. Please say the baby. If you don't see me on the block, I ain't trying to hide. I blend in with the hood. I'm camouflage. Bandana tied. So mommy join my troop. Now every time she hear my name, she salute.
I like them boys over there. They looking strong tonight.
Strong tonight.
Just might give one the phone tonight. Homie in the dickies in my zone tonight.
Zone tonight.
He don't know it might be on tonight. Oh, he looking good and he talking right.
Talkin' right.
He the type that might change my life.
Change my life.
Every time he look at me, my girls be like, that one may be the one tonight.
If his status ain't hood, I ain't checking for him. Better be straight if he looking at me. I need a soldier that ain't scared to stand up for me. Known to carry big things if you know what I mean. If his status ain't hood, I ain't checking for him. Better be straight if you looking at me. I need a soldier that ain't scared to stand up for me. Gotta know to get going. He better be straight.
I know some soldiers in here.
Where they at? Where they at?
They wanna take care of me.
Where they at?
I know some soldiers in here.
Where they at? Where they at?
Wouldn't mind putting that on me.
Where they at?
Destiny Child, the number here, 6th seed in the tournament. Taking on Queen. Aaron's in the studio with us.
Yeah. Hi. What's up? What's going on, everybody?
Aaron's trolling on Twitter and hating on everybody that was a Lady Gaga fan. We're okay with that. And now she's giving me the stink eye, which you can't see on radio. But
I'm
if you
giving
could,
you the stink eye.
She's giving me the stink eye.
I'm just mad. I really wanted Ari to win this.
Well, she's not going to.
Like, I don't actually. When it came to her and Sean against each other, I wasn't going to vote.
So now, are you voting for? Are you full on with Sean now?
Yeah,
Sean,
I'm going to make like 5 different accounts and vote for
you
him.
You might not have to. You think?
You're right.
Do you really think Lady Gaga beat Shawn Mendes?
I don't think so, but I also said that about Ariana Grande, and look what happened.
Well, the Shawn Mendes Lady Gaga show will be tomorrow. That's a big show.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can almost play this promo, which I'm a big, big fan of, which I haven't played yet. And it's like one of my favorite bumpers ever.
Oh, yeah, you've
this
been putting that in there, and you're like, oh, I can't do it.
I can't do it, but I can sort of do it right now.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is great.
March is winding down, and we are coming to a close.
Thanks, Paul McGrody.
4 artists remain. This is the final 4. You are listening to the 2nd annual March Madness of Music Tournament live on WSHS, Sterling High School Radio.
But I got to get him to...
and become legendary.
See? I got to get him to redo it. Because we can't call it the March Madness of Music anymore.
Well, doesn't he help out with the musical?
Yes.
Get him to record it again.
I'm going to get him to do a voiceover. That's what I'm going to have to do. It's no problem. So you heard Queen, Under Pressure. That was with David Bowie, a humongous song. I heard this song in the car on the way to school this morning, and I'm thinking, I wonder if they're both doing a duet in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Because Bowie's dead, too.
Yeah, I forgot David Bowie was dead.
Yep, Bowie's dead.
Yeah.
Imagine, that's crazy. It's crazy.
I mean, it's crazy.
Well...
that just got really awkward.
It did get kind of awkward for a second, but Queen will face Queen or Destiny's Child will face Eminem in the final 4, and that matchup will be on Thursday. So that'd be a good show.
That's exciting.
Please follow us on At Nights Radio on Twitter so that you can vote and have your voice be heard, and so that way you can vote for your favorite artist of the final 4 remaining who will be crowned this year's champion. We also have a debate to figure out in terms of the student brackets. We have 4 people tied for first place right now, and I think it's going to come down to any one of those 4 and any one of these possibilities. If Queen wins, then Frank Visconti will more likely than not win this thing. But if not, we have a 3-way tie that we have to figure out how to break said 3-way tie. We're not sure how we're going to do that yet either. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there sometime later on in the week or early next week. So there's that. After this tournament is done, we're going to take a little bit of a break, and we're going to get back to doing some live shows, and then we have the SH Festival coming up in May.
May 24th, right?
May 24th it is. It'll be outside. Shawn Mendes is going to be here performing. I'm just kidding. No, he's not. Aaron just got really, really excited for like a split second. It's probably not going to happen. But you never know. We're going to throw it out there. Aaron wants him to show up, but can you imagine? Would you cry?
Would you fangirl? Well, in front of him, I think I would try to like keep my cool, but then like...
Would you be able to put an intelligent sentence together?
No.
If Shawn Mendes walks in the door right now, what do you say to him?
I'd be like, hi.
You'd be... I would love to see that. That'd be the greatest thing ever.
Hi.
Hi. That'd be really, really funny.
It would be funny.
And you'd try and put something together and you'd be like...
I'd be like...
You blew it! Yeah.
Yeah. And then you'd be yelling that you blew it.
Yeah, I would actually say that. Duck back in the music. Play some Queen. I'm going to give Erin an opportunity to figure out what she would say to Shawn Mendes if we were to walk in the studio right now and talk about his matchup with Lady Gaga. In the meantime, some Killer Queen right here on Sewing Radio. She keeps them away, Shawn, though, in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't take. Cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder jealousy, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price, insatiable in appetite. Wanna try? She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman, China, went down to gauge your mind. Then again, incidentally, you that way. Perfume came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class, you're absolutely right. She's out to get you. She's a killer queen, gunpowder jealousy, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Anytime. Recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite. Wanna try?
Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own condo and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships. The shoes on my feet, I bought. The clothes I'm wearing, I bought. The rock I'm rocking, I bought. Charlie, how your angels get down like that.
Tell me how you feel about this. Do it all only if I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you front. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet,
I love
the clothes I'm wearing,
I love
the rocks from my game.
Really bad.
silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo,
Galileo,
Galileo, Figaro,
Magnifico.
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Go, will you let me go?
Bismillah,
no, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let me go.
We will not let you go.
Let me go.
Never let you go.
Never let me go.
No, 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 no.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go.
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me.
I'm better than that.
I'm not gonna hate you in the magazine.
I'm better than that.
I'm not gonna compromise my Christianity.
You're mind bender. For 2 months, I got you.
No, you don't. You have us 365 days a year, 7 days a week.
What can I say? I'm thrilled.
WSHS Sterling High School Radio, streaming all the greatest hits from the 60s to today, live from Somerdale, New Jersey.
I didn't put Gabby's mic up, but she's totally singing this song. Because we've heard it so much.
To not know it, now I know it.
Now you know it. And every time you hear this, you're going to think of this particular slice of programming.
Hopefully yeah. I won't hear it again.
No, you'll hear it again.
You're definitely going to hear it again. Like a lot more. Gabby's in the musical, if you couldn't already tell.
She's very musical.
Yeah.
Two each from Queen and Destiny's Child. We finally, I think this is the first time in the tournament that we played Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
And we finally did it.
Yes.
Yes, girl.
Hit the yes button. Yes.
I don't have that.
Well, you should get one.
But I should. I should have my bell, but I don't have my bell either.
You have your, and you have your, yeah, blew it.
I do have the you blew it.
You have your bullet.
Yeah, he played it for me.
And you have your, oh my God, Tony the Pilot. So why don't you have a yes?
Well, then why don't you get on that and add it in there. Do that.
I will. It'll be the little, the bell in your room.
It'll be your contribution to the legacy
of Sterling
Radio.
Yes.
I say you
do it. I will. No, I'm going to get the little like ding from your classroom and I'm going to be like ding. Yes. And that's what it's going to be.
Yes.
Yes.
The way you said that, you're just like yes.
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 It's very authoritative.
Yes.
Speaking of yes, we got into a discussion off air while we were doing that last music set of what next year's tournament should be like. And I was discussing with Aaron and Julia about how great this tournament has gone in terms of the matchups, and that's just weird. In terms of the matchups and the buzz we've gotten on Twitter, but what artist? Aaron said that I said no to a country region.
You
is
did.
That accurate?
Okay, so I'm with Aaron
because I don't remember it.
Okay, wait. So I like country, but there are just like so many people who don't like country and they wouldn't want to vote on that section.
It was you!
What?
It was her who said it because I remember her saying that.
I've never said that before. I didn't know that was ever an option.
Then who said it? Somebody said no to a country region.
I don't.
So let me ask you.
It wasn't me.
Let me pose this question to you. Let's just say that the hip hop region is gone and we don't. And let's just say who would be the number one seed in the hip and the country region right now? If we were to completely redo the tournament, Sam Hunt.
Sam Hunt
Luke Bryan.
Or Thomas Rhett.
Thomas Rhett.
Okay, so let's just say it's
Luke Bryan.
If you want
to go like legendary, Garth Brooks.
Yes.
Okay. Let's just say you had a mix of legendary, like old school, new school country. Let's do it that way.
That would be weird.
Tim McGraw.
So, yeah, Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw. Kenny Chesney.
Yep.
Okay. Pick one. Give me one person right now who you think would win that region
I have no clue who would win that region. I don't know who's in that region.
Yeah, you would have to put people in the region.
For argument's sake, let's say it's Sam Hunt.
Okay.
No, that's Sam Hunt. I don't know
Luke
anybody.
Luke Bryan.
Take Luke Bryan. Luke Bryan matches up with Queen.
Okay.
Who wins that matchup?
Queen.
Okay. 100%. Luke Bryan matches up with Shawn Mendes. Luke Bryan matches up with Lady Gaga.
There she'd beat Ariana Grande. What'd you expect?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I don't know much about country.
Because
I respect it. I do. But I can't speak intelligently on it.
Because a lot of people, especially when they like country, it's more like, oh, I like these songs, not I like this artist. Whereas if it's like, or people just don't like country in general. Where if it's like, oh, I like rap, well, I like this artist, you know what I'm saying? And like, oh yeah, I like this song, but like, it's like, I like this artist. I don't know, I feel like it's just more, I just like this song rather than I like this artist.
Okay, fair enough. Aaron, you're the country connoisseur. Do you agree? Disagree?
She knows I'm right.
I sort of.
Your head's buried in your phone.
No, it's not my phone.
No, it's at her keys because she knows I'm right and no. You're right and she doesn't want to hear it.
No, okay. So let me state my thing.
State your thing.
Then stop looking at your keys and state your thing.
Okay. So,
oh my gosh.
I do agree because for a while there I only liked country for some of the songs. I wasn't really like familiar with artists and I'm still not really familiar with all the artists. But there's a lot of artists I do like and I can name. And I actually downloaded some of their albums on Apple Music.
Go on.
What do you mean go on?
Give me your 8 artists right now.
Gabby's going to hate me for the first one.
I already know what she's going to say. She's going to say Maren Morris. Don't like Maren Morris.
Keep going. This is Aaron's list. Let her do her thing.
Thomas Rhett, Luke Bryan, Sam Hunt, Russell Dickerson, Kelsey Ballerini.
I feel like she's already named 8.
Yeah, I think
like,
she
named 6.
6, yeah. Okay. Give her 2 more.
Kenny Chesney.
Well, I don't know all of his songs, though. I do like him, though.
So Toby Keith.
Oh, my God. I forgot about Toby Keith because he's, like, never on the radio anymore.
Toby Keith.
Yeah, Toby Keith is really good.
Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton. So Miranda Lambert.
The moral of the story is, would a country region do Florida well in next year's tournament?
No.
Possibly.
No.
So I've already spoke to Aaron off air about this. I'm going to pose this question to you, Gabby. Is what is... what's the region that you would have wanted to that you would want to see next year? Because next year you're going to be alumni, you're going to be following that Knights Radio, you're going to be in college, and my stupid polls are going to pop up. You want to see a boy band?
Boy
region.
Bands,
yeah,
boy 100% boy bands. There's so many out there to be able to do like even 1 year of just a boy bands region. Like you could do it. Why is Julia knocking on the thing? Make her go away.
Oh,
boy bands. That's all I have to say. Boy Dude, bands. It'd be so
boy band
good.
Region.
Bring back Big Time Rush. Kick out One Direction, and let's do this. Like, 100%.
But would your tournament be valid if you did not have One Direction?
Fine. But One Direction against Big Time Rush again.
I know you're still salty about this, but what constitutes a boy band? Because technically, if you have all male members of a group, technically it is a boy band.
Not a rock band. I feel like it qualifies as a boy band if they have videos where there's, like, 4 or 5 guys and they're all dancing.
Yeah.
Not even. Like, okay, so like 5 Seconds of Summer isn't technically a boy band. They want to just be known as like their pop punk band, whatever.
They're a boy band.
But they're like a boy band because they're just the 4 guys having a good time. Is it 4?
Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, isn't the boy band kind of like, it's a formula. They keep having them for a reason. Companies are like, this is a thing that works. So you can't say that it's not something that's a specific genre,
but you can't
because
have
it is.
Like,
it's made to be one.
What's a band that you like, Strauss, that has all guys?
I mean, Foo Fighters.
Okay,
Pearl
they
Jam.
Wouldn't count.
No, they wouldn't count because they play rock music.
Exactly. But it has to be like, they have to play like pop to pop punk and they have to be all guys in the group.
And so, I think it depends on like the type of like.
And the only reason I
like
say
them.
pop punk is because 5 Seconds of Summer. All Time Low could be counted as a boy band. I'm not lying. Mm-hmm. Like
they could.
Can I pose this question
love
to you?
All Time Low. What?
Could technically, because this has come up on air before and off air in class. Could you put the Beatles as the first ever boy band?
First ever? There has to be groups before them that was a boy band. There has to be.
For a successful boy band.
Maybe. I don't know of any other ones before them, but like it's still a boy band, so they'd be counted. They're the one that everybody knows about.
I might agree. Yeah, I think they would count. Okay. I don't see why not.
Yeah.
I mean,
have the Beatles, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, One Direction, 5 Seconds of Summer.
These are discussions that need to be had about
Big Time Rush, Jonas Brothers. I'm going to be here.
Yeah.
I am going to be at Montclair State.
I know, but you're going to have, I'm sure, input.
Oh, I will.
You're probably going to text me and say, Strauss, make sure that they don't put in.
Oh, I will.
I know
you
will.
Don't even test me. I will. I'll see the tweet that's like, we're announcing the March Mayhem stream, and I'm going to text you and be like, if I see this group on there, I'm going to throw a fit, and then you're going to be
I'm
going to
put One Direction on there on purpose and leave off Big Time Rush.
You couldn't even remember the name. How would you leave them off if you couldn't even remember their name?
No, I'm just going to do it just to spite you.
No. You got to put in BTR.
You know who you have to put in? Jonas Brothers next year. Yes! Brothers. They made a comeback.
I'm going to go get my laptop.
They're legit, bro.
When we get done this little segment here. Nice. And I'm going to show you that we did have a boy band region once and how well it went.
Did it go well or not well?
I don't recall.
Who won the boy band region?
That's what I'm going to go check.
Probably NSYNC.
I'm going to go check.
Probably NSYNC.
In the meantime, you can go right now and vote for Queen or Destiny's Child.
Everybody go vote US Queen because you people have really let me down this whole entire tournament. Like, I don't know what you people are doing, but Ariana Grande should have won.
You never posted a poll.
And Drake should have won. No offense to Eminem. I have mad respect for Eminem, but, like, Drake, bro. Drake.
Oh, never mind. There's the poll.
So I'm a little bit upset at you people. Very disappointed. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. And,
Yeah, don't be mad. Just be disappointed.
I'm very disappointed.
I would be.
Seven votes so far. All for Queen.
There you go. We're going to play two more. And then we'll close out the show. In the meantime, bicycle. Ride your bicycles.
Bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. 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 I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like. You say black, I say white. You say bar, I say bite. You say shark, I say him. And yours was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars. You say Rose, I say Royce. You say God, give me a choice. You say Lord, I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein, or Superman. All I wanna do is
and their pockets full grown. And now you fellas leave your girl with her friends, cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping, jumping. We say he got a girl, yeah, it's true, you got a man, but the party ain't gonna stop, so let's make it hot, hot. Last week and you stayed at home alone and lonely, couldn't find your man, he was chilling with his homies. This week and you're going out, if he try to stop you, you're going off. You got your hair done and your nails done too, rolling in the Lexus trucks and Hummers. So we say he got a girl, yeah, it's true, you got a man, but the party ain't gonna stop, so let's make it hot, hot. Ladies, if your
she ain't coming tonight, you going solo. Cut her off if she talks some noise. You know you got the right to get your party on. So get your hair cut and your car washed too. Looking like a star in your Armani suit. You need to look your best cause you're turning heads tonight. You're gonna find a sexy chica that's gonna dance all night if you wanna.
We say you gotta go. Yes, true, you gotta go.
Is full of ballers and their pockets full grown.
And now you fellas leave your girl with her friends.
Cause it's 11:30 and your club is jumping, jumping.
Ladies, leave your man at home.
Ballers.
And now you fellas leave your girl with her friends.
Fellas.
Cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping. Ladies, leave your man at home.
Ladies.
The club is full of ballers and their pockets full of
ballers, ballers.
And now you fellas leave your girl with her friends.
Fellas.
Cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping.
I ain't thinking about my man tonight.
I ain't worried about my girl.
All you ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full of ballers. And now you fellas leave your girl with her friends. Cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping, jumping. Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full of grown. And now you fellas leave your girl with her friends. Cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping, jumping.
All right, this is the 90-second recap. It's gonna be a quick one.
Oh, nuggets.
Oh, no, I have
bell
a
just
guidance
rang.
Appointment.
The
good thing, choir,
the
we
tournament
are
is now live. And to answer your question, Gab, about the boy bands region, the last time we did a boy bands region was way back in 2015. And there were eight artists were NSYNC. And this is in order, by the way. NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, New Kids on the Block, One Direction, Jonas Brothers, Jackson 5, 5 Seconds of Summer, and Big Time Rush.
Wow.
NSYNC wound up winning the entire bracket and went on to the finals against Ed Sheeran, where they lost by a landslide.
Wow.
I was right.
NSYNC won.
NSYNC won the won the region. Correct.
That was me high-fiving myself. I'm so good.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it. The voting is now open for the Queen versus Destiny's Child region. Make sure you vote for that. That's going to wrap it up for our show. Tomorrow's show is going to feature the Final Four, Shawn Mendes against the upstart Lady Gaga, the upset specialist. So,
come on, Shawn.
Let's
cringy.
Go, my dude. Let's
cringy.
Go.
That will take care of everything for us today. We're going to sign off. We'll be back tomorrow with the Final Four right here on Sterling High School Radio.